This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Panic spread through Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, on Thursday as dozens of angry police officers took to the streets to protest the killing of their fellow officers by armed gangs. Protesters first attacked Prime Minister Ariel Henry's residence. VOA Creole's reporter at the residence heard multiple gunshots but could not determine whether anyone was wounded or killed. The protesters later headed to the airport where Henry was arriving after a trip to Argentina to attend a summit of a community of Latin American and Caribbean states. VOA's reporter said the protesters entered the airport, confronted the prime minister before his security detail took him to safety. The protesters burned tires at the National Police headquarters and flew the Haitian flag at half-staff in honor of their fallen comrades. Violence between Israelis and Palestinians has flared up again in the West Bank, leaving nearly a dozen people dead. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Israeli forces conducted a raid at the Jenin refugee camp in the occupied West Bank, killing a number of Palestinians, some described as militants, but one was a 61-year-old woman. This was the deadliest incident there in two decades, and Israeli forces are on heightened alert as Palestinians prepare to bury the dead and fill the streets in protest. Two rockets were then fired from Gaza, the first such attack since Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's return to power. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Biden administration has moved to protect the pristine Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness in northeastern Minnesota from future mining. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland signed an order Thursday closing over 350 square miles of the Superior National Forest to mineral leasing for 20 years. From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. economy continues to grow but slowed down in the last quarter. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
The Commerce Department estimates that the nation's gross domestic product decelerated last quarter, growing at an annual pace of 2.9% from October to December. That's slowing from 3.2% in the fall. For the year, the GDP expanded slightly over 2%, much slower than the blistering growth in 2021, with an economy recovering from the pandemic. The numbers were boosted by resilient spending by consumers, businesses, and the government. Most analysts think the economy will slow further in the current quarter and slide into at least a mild recession by mid-year, an intended consequence of the Federal Reserve's aggressive series of interest rate hikes meant to crush the worst inflation in four decades. Jennifer King, Washington.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Thursday lauded the Ford Motor Company's 100-year history of assembling vehicles in South Africa and underscored Washington's resolve to expand trade ties with countries that it can count on, including South Africa.
We know that a thriving Africa is in the interest of the United States. A thriving Africa means a larger market for our goods and services. It means more investment opportunities for our businesses.
Yellen spoke after touring Ford's plant in Silverton, a suburb of Pretoria. It's the third leg of her three-country trip across the African continent that is aimed at expanding U.S. economic ties and countering China's influence on the continent. Yellen said the plant, which employs 4,000 people, is an example of how deeper ties between the United States and Africa could produce good jobs and boost economic growth for both sides. U.S. Special Operations Forces have killed a senior Islamic State group official and 10 other terrorist operatives in remote northern Somalia. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the operation in a mountainous cave complex targeted Bilal al-Sudani, a key financial facilitator for the global terrorist organization. President Biden was briefed last week about the proposed mission, which has been months in the planning. Pentagon officials say no civilians were injured or killed in the operation. And authorities say the 72-year-old gunman who sprayed bullets into a Southern California ballroom dance hall, killing 11 people, had no known connection with the victims. Investigators are still trying to determine a motive for the shooting. And President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden hosted a Lunar New Year celebration at the White House on Thursday evening, even as Americans mourn that mass shooting in the state of California that included Asian American victims and perpetrators. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.